cocktail hour.
Good. Recording.
Okay. Good evening, folks. It's 6 p.m. And welcome to our February 20, 2019 meeting of the National Airport Authority Board. So, roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Present.
Vice Chairman Law.
Present.
Secretary Scheifele.
Here.
Director Duquette.
Here.
Treasurer Heath.
Here.
Okay, thank you. Down here. Public input.
There is one item of communications from one of our Tarantula.
Okay, you're jumping ahead just a little
bit. Okay, I'm sorry.
Good way to stunt. Keep public input on that.
Segway.
I'm blaming it on them.
So calling for public input?
Yes, please.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Shane McLaughlin from National Dedication. I'd just like to compliment the authority and particularly the Office of the Manager on the quality of snow removal this year and the attentiveness to and the promptness with which the snow has been removed closest to the hangars. It's been outstanding. It's a big asset to us. It's expensive. It's $1,100 about for us per storm. But the manager's office is doing a great job, and I'd like to compliment him to you folks. I'd also, for the record, like to note that during the tenure of the manager, since he's come on, Mr. Lynch, that I've noted a very dramatic, and I see that when I come back after being away for some period of time. I've seen what can only be described as a very dramatic and positive improvement in the atmosphere and the sense of community spirit that we have at National Airport that has not been seen in quite the same fashion in many years.
Yeah.
It is a huge plus, and it is very important to our customers because they hear through the grapevine what happens at the airport, and they are very sensitive to the nature of the relationship between your authority, individual members, your interest in what happens, particularly Chris Lynch and his office and his very capable staff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nate. Okay. Anybody else for public input? Okay, moving on. So, minutes.
We have three sets of minutes. One of them is the special meeting that was held again on January the 15th. Second was held on January the 16th, and the third one was held on February the 6th. The first two are normal minutes. Recording is on place. It's on. It will be on the website, and the written documentation is available at the office. The third one was a non-public meeting. It was held on the 6th of February, and it technically does not qualify as a meeting in accordance with the RSA. However, I did keep the minutes, and I did write them, and I gave them to the manager tonight so that they will be available because we did not see them. There were no motions. There were no votes. It was an information exchange meeting only, and the subject was the National Airport Authority and the Southern New Hampshire University, and an exchange of information and a briefing from by David on his conversation with the representatives from Southern New Hampshire. So I make a motion to approve the three sets of minutes: the public minutes of January 15th, the public minutes of January 16th, and the non-public of 6th.
Second. Okay, discussion. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And,
aye.
And any nays? Minutes are approved. Let's see, Treasurer's report. Mr. Heath.
I'll just try it in the treasurer now. Wow. The month of January was year-to-date through the 7 months,
was presented to you in your package. Not a lot of magic, not a lot of weird things happening, just a couple of things of note. I guess the best place to look, there's like three testifiers here, I guess the best place to look is in the two-pager that goes horizontally, and it's the one that compares the January month actual to the budget, to the year-to-date actual, the year-to-date budget, and then the total year budget for 2019. Does everybody have those in front of them?
We do.
Okay, so if just call your attention to the year-to-date numbers on the fourth column from the left. Those are the first 7 months, and then of course the first column is the January month itself. One of the things that's kind of jumped off the page a little bit compared to budget for the month is, of course, the registration fees. But for the year, they seem to be, there's definitely a year variance of about $20,000. But some of that is due to the prior year being heavy versus the current year being light. So plus it's our first year transitioning to the new rate schedule. So from a budgetary standpoint, you're going to see some variances there. The good news, I guess, is that there's offsets on the expense side. We haven't spent it yet, or the costs are coming in less than usual. So from a year-to-date perspective, we're just still right about a break even. As compared to budget, we're net up about $1,700 for the year to date to budget. And we expect to come in actually better than budget for the rest of, at the end of the year. For the month, there's a couple of just things of note. Our snow removal income is $10,000. That's regarding the charges, which is a little higher than we anticipated. The good news is it's kind of one of those deals where, we get so much per storm from our tenants, and sometimes we have a lot of overtime to account for that. This time, these storms didn't require a lot of overtime. There was some overtime, but not a lot. So, some of that results in some sort of somewhat of a positive variance. The other thing is that we have once a year in the month of January, the contracted services, which has to do with our maintenance of HVAC equipment. That's a once a year shot that we paid for the month of January. So it's going to show as a somewhat of an anomaly for the month, but it's for the whole year. So those are kind of the only things I've done. The other thing I looked into was the receivables, which are on the balance sheet. It's about $5,000 total, which relates to mostly our tie downs and transient work. There's a couple of there's about $1,200 of stuff in there that in the $5,000 that's over 90. And probably won't get collected. There's one particular transaction that went on with a customer that sold the airplane transferred to another person, and there's about $500 in that the consensus is it's not going to get paid. The other about $400 of it is transients, people that aren't paying the $10 or $15 it costs to land there. So we're going to, take a look at that and see if we can do, going forward anyway, to see if there's things we can do to not get to the situation where they just walk away from the obligation. And I know it's been looked at before, but so anyway, but other than that, the balance sheet's pretty solid. obviously we have a good chunk of cash kicking around. It's somewhat of some of it's earmarked for the project. Some of it's, you know, truly a reserve. But other than that, things are looking pretty good. We're actually in very good financial condition. So that's all I got from here. Does anybody have any questions about the numbers?
I have a couple of comments. When we sat down and did the projected budget for this year, 2019. We looked at the marketing and we all agreed that it was planned for too low, and we increased it. And if I'm reading this correctly, we increased it to $10,000. And
that's correct.
And year to date, we have spent $800 of the $10,000.
That's correct.
I have a proposal. And I sent Chris a memo or an email. Just a little history here. You may not recall. When I first began, I did some research into marketing / advertising, etc. And we came up with a plan to do some signage at the airport. We were going to, when quite elaborate, one fans, and we came up with some, we got some bids from two companies. With respect to signage, they were both way, way out of the ballpark. They were $10,000 to $12,000, and we had a whole bunch of other issues that came up, so we parted that. And what I'm suggesting is that we give some serious consideration to purchasing the electronic signs that are operated by all of the wireless. They're solar powered, that we can park on the inside of the fence along Sharon Road and or move it over to the entrance, advertising events that are going on at the airport with a moving sign, I mean moving message, and use it to highlight the upcoming events at the airport and offer it as potential advertising for our attendants, that they could advertise on the board for flight school lessons, etc., for free. The city has these things all over the place, and I think that would be a decent charge for our marketing, because I don't think we're going to go into the very, very expensive $12,000 plus signage, and then we just take it forever to figure out how we're going to do that. So I would suggest for consideration, obviously we're not making a motion or a vote or anything, that we give serious thought to the acquisition of one or more of those electronic signs.
Do you know what the cost is?
No. Okay. I know they're not cheap, okay, but I don't know what they are.
Okay.
I was hoping that Chris would talk to the traffic department or somebody, because the city's got quite a few of them.
Yep, we'll be talking to them.
Bob, I think those are great ideas. I just want to just make a distinction between the notion of marketing and the notion of public relations. I think the signage is good. I think letting people know what's going on at the airport is a good thing to do. I think it helps promote, you know, the airport is a good neighbor, a resource for the community. The marketing budget that we talked about last, whatever it was, summer, fall, dealt more, in my thought, was more in line of marketing the airport outside of the area to the corporate world. And the thought is that we would have, you know, Chris or others participate more in national or regional conferences. We would then also perhaps, you know, advertise in certain key areas or key publications, you know, that the NBA group and that organization, trade magazines, to truly market the airport outside of the area. And unfortunately, with everything that has gone on with taking resources to do other things at the airport, those efforts haven't happened yet. And so I think they're both important things to do. And I think there might be some room, and obviously there's room in this year's budget. I'm not sure we're going to be able to spend it that fast, but I really believe that we need to, at some point soon, refocus our resources to that marketing effort that includes the public relations, Bob, that you're talking about, but also starts looking more at the national end of things, the regional side of things. So
I don't disagree, and I know that putting the sign up is not necessarily getting to the marketing arena, and I agree with what you just said. I do have an additional comment. Chris has made a statement that he's going to have to replace the pickup truck plow this year. Is that correct, Chris?
Both of the pickup trucks are in tough shape.
Okay.
One of them, one with the sander, has the bed falling off.
My thought was that we should come up with what we want, specification-wise. Give it to the city, purchasing department, let them go out and get some bids on those replacement vehicles. And as we are approaching the end of the plowing season, which would be coming up at about the time that we get some bids, we might be able to get a real good bargain on a dealer that's trying to get rid of his plows or whatever. So, where does that come from? We had talked about, briefly, about breaking one of the CDs and using the cash from that to perhaps purchase the two trucks and or the signage. So, these are high-dollar ticket items, obviously. But I think we should seriously discuss replacing those vehicles, and we should seriously discuss the acquisition of the sign, either up or down.
Any other comments or input for the treasurer's report? Can I get a motion for approval of the January 2019 financial statement subject to audit?
Put forward that motion for the acceptance of the 2019 financials for the month of January, pending audit.
Second. Okay. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries.
Okay, one communication from Tarifu here to the airport community. We're going to be doing some various testing at the airport, and they're going to be doing some plans with the vehicles out there. It's on file if anybody wishes to see it.
Actually, Mike, to add to that a little bit, the Tarifu here folks are also asking for a little bit of discretion. So, you will see their vehicles out there operating on the ground. And, it's not that Terrafugia is in stealth mode, but they're asking for people's discretion. And if somebody, they're also asking if somebody should approach anybody on the airport to ask about, gosh, what is that? Or make comments or statements about, they're operating on the airport. They kindly ask that, any official questions be referred to Daniel Kirshner, who is the communications manager at Terrafugia. So that's what they're asking for. And that was all for communications. So let's see. Moving on, reports. Power report. So let's summarize the numbers here. For the month of January, we have a total of 4,186 operations. Our year-to-year variance is positive by 299 operations, so which is about 8% versus last year. And that number, that number has steadily gone up year over year for a little while now. So that's good to see. Again, I'm not going to break out like turbine versus. And that brings us to airport manager.
Okay.
I just want to see if I noticed that all the currently that report on the calendar year is there a way to have a 12 month rolling numbers on that thing, because it's good to see the cumulative trends that are going on versus just okay, now the last 12 months has dropped off the face of the earth. We have we lose track of the trend, even though we all kind of know it was positive. But I'm wondering if there's a way to get that report that's not on a fiscal year or calendar year or any kind of year. It's just a rolling 12 months. Is that?
Yeah, I'm sure you can do a spreadsheet. Where does the spreadsheet come from? Is this just like an Excel?
It's an Excel spreadsheet. Yeah.
So you can take the data and just do an auto calculate.
Is that something that Chris, that you do, or is that something that the tower gives you?
The tower gives us this. They give us the information. I don't know if Susan made this page or this is theirs.
Oh, okay. So it's internally. Yeah, we can just print out. The,
I can talk to Brian too. I'm sure.
I didn't know if it came from the tower or not.
I think this is Brian's.
All this data lives there. You could just do it.
Yep.
Look at today's date. Calculate 12, You're just looking for a snapshot in time, 12 month rolling versus what the last 12 months in 2018 you're having to.
Because if you look at the report now, all it has is January on it. It's 1 month. It doesn't really tell us that much. I mean, it tells you the month of January was good.
Right, we could, it also tells you, 2014, 15, 16, 17, you can look at the year to year, but, I see it's just another data slice, I get it, yeah. Because, calendar, it goes 57, then down to 53 in 2015, then up to 58 in 16, and then down to 56 in 2017, then up to 63 in 18, so it seesaws for sure. Mm-hmm. So there's probably, if you do a linear regression of there, it's probably pretty flat, but, anyway. Okay.
Sorry, Wes. That all lines up on the FAA's website. And all that historical information is available online.
Yeah, they crunch numbers, I'm sure. You may waste the sun there, right?
Yeah. So, manager's report.
Okay. We haven't had any recent events to speak of. Groove and seal project for upcoming events. We've talked about this last few meetings. Second coat will go on this spring, and we did have some failures in the markings from the first coat, and we believe it was due to the emulsion that they used, the GSB 88, that it stuck to that and not through to the pavement. So most of that has been peeled up already, and when they go to repaint in the springtime, we think it's going to adhere just fine because you can actually see the old markings on the runway right now. Nick was going to talk a little bit more about that, but he had a family emergency. He had to leave earlier. Other items of interest. January 18th, Chairman Woods and I represented the Airport Authority at the annual legislative kickoff breakfast that was held at the Nashville Country Club with the Chamber of Commerce, and it was sponsored by BAE. We had an opportunity to mingle with the crowd and meet some of the legislators and had some good conversations, good time. I met with a lady named Connie McCullen. She represents New Hampshire Business Review, and we produced an advertisement featuring the Nashua Airport. It's going to be going into the Chamber of Commerce N magazine, and if you see on the back of my cheat sheet right here, this is the ad that is going into the magazine. Now, it's not that big in the magazine, but I don't know if you guys all saw, I think I sent it to you. Okay.
Yeah, that magazine goes to everybody, every company, every person that inquires at the chamber about what's going on in Nashville, about moving their business here, or moving, even families moving to the city.
It definitely will give us some good exposure, yeah. Especially with businesses.
Does that count against the marketing budget?
Hasn't been built yet, but it will. Okay, I submitted the pre-application to the New Hampshire Department of Transportation Bureau of Aeronautics for the New Hampshire AIM program. This is the Airport Improvements and Maintenance Program that they have a budget of, I believe it's around the $300,000 mark that they're going to give out to the airports in the state of New Hampshire as they see fit with projects, and there's a ranking for the projects. So what we chose to do is we put in for a piece of mowing equipment, a tractor, because everything we have is pretty much antiques. And this will speed up the mowing process by about 5 times and a little more comfortable for the operator that's in the machine for 8+ hours a day. And we'll know by the end of February if we were selected to move on to the advisory board's review of this. And that's all I can tell you about that right now. Nashville Airport submitted the 2020 fiscal year 2020 projected budget to the City of Nashville in preparation for a meeting scheduled for this Friday, the 22nd of February, between 1 and 2 with Mayor Donches, Chief of Staff Kleiner, and CFO Griffin, myself, and Chairman Woods are going to be attending that. And Dave, did you want me to pipe you in?
No, I think you guys have it covered.
Okay. I know you'd express some interest. But
I mean, it would have been nice if I were there, but it's not that critical. And you guys have a good handle on it.
Okay, and that's the end of my report. Yeah. Somebody, do you have any questions?
I mean, I will if you want me to. But
no, that's fine. I know that you would express some interest, and I didn't know if you're going to be in town or not, but we'll cover it.
So, hey, Chris, so the mowing, that's the $83,000 proposal on the mowing equipment, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And it's an 80-20 proposal, so if we do get it, we come up with 80%, I'm sorry, 20%, they come up with
80%.
Okay, so unfortunately, neither of our airport engineers are able to be present tonight. One had a death in the family, and the other one, had to abruptly leave just before the meeting started on a family emergency. So, having said that, I do want to mention, the airport master plan update has, the entire master plan update is posted. I think is there a link on the website, Chris?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So, Gail has the complete draft of that update put together. I don't know if the rest of the directors here are prepared to vote on this tonight. If they are, I'd like to get a motion to approve or disapprove of that. But if you folks aren't ready just yet,
I'd like to ask a couple of questions. First of all, let me just say that I know that you and Joe and I think Matt, wasn't it Matt?
Yes.
The Master Plan Committee has been working diligently on it, and I think you've done a fantastic job, and my compliments to you on a fantastic thing. Being a non-aviator, probably 60% of what's in there makes no sense to me at all. The pages are pretty, etc. But a couple of things caught my attention. For example, there's a chart in there that shows what the economic value of the airport is to the City of Nashville. How much economic we provide. And the data in there is from 2015. So my question is, when this becomes final later this year and hits the street, becomes official, we're going to have data in there that's 5 years old. Is there any way we can juice that up? And the second question is, it's along the same line. There's a table 418 in there that shows aviation growth for the next 21 years at the airport. and it shows zero growth for jet or helicopter for the next 21 years. Are we really saying that? Are we really saying that maybe the helicopter?
Wes? I'm Wes Luke for the recording. So having sat through those discussions, I can tell you that the economic projections for the general economy were produced by the contract. And based on that, they then translated that into the proposed aviation growth from the airport. And we had some very energetic discussions around that because we would all like to believe that the airport will have some good growth. The problem is that the contractor could not produce any data that would support that desire, that hope. And so you wind up with what you see there, that in fact we will not have full rates for 20 years. And you know, the data is the data. I found myself looking at the contractor and another person at the table saying, get us better data, get us happier data. Didn't do that. Not available. And there's a lag in the data. The reason 2015 is this process started when? And it wasn't that old for the process started, but they grabbed the data that was available, and that's what you see.
And just when we go to the city to argue our case for support, financial support, and we tell them that we're the airport is using X number of dollars to the city of Nashville, we shouldn't be talking about it. I would hope that in that conversation we would be using real numbers as opposed to five-year-old data.
So it seems that this data comes from the DOT, Bureau of Aeronautics. I guess that's a question you can ask, but in relation to the plan itself.
I don't think that somebody at City Hall is going to be taking this thing and going through it with a yellow marker and highlighting and say, well, wait a minute, you asked for X, but your book says you only produce Y, therefore it equals Z. Maybe A, there could be a footnote in there that, you know, this data will be updated, et cetera, when it's necessary, or are we not allowed to go outside the box here and get realistic numbers?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Scheifel, I think you raised excellent points, and I'd associate my remarks with Wes Lewis as well. Shane McLaughlin, for the record. Excuse me. I think that the notation also, you may wish to consider a notation in the final master plan update that recognizes the very significant legislative change that occurred just this last year as a result of our collective efforts with respect to meaningful aircraft registration fee reform. And that it may take a little while for the effects, the positive effects, if we sincerely hope will occur and anticipate will occur, to see that reflected in the data and the numbers.
I think it could be argued that this document, when the draft is taken off and it becomes our document, is a potential marketing document. And I think we need to put our best foot forward.
I can add, excuse me, go ahead. Yeah.
No, Shane, go.
You have the floor. thank you. To your point as well, with respect to this being a marketing document, the master plan is also something that our financial underwriters look at when the time comes for reviewing status of a note or financing. And the projections in that, and I think, you know, to Wes's point earlier, financial projections, we're all well aware, beyond 3 years tend to be a lot of magic and fairy dust. It's really difficult to forecast actively much further than 3 to 5 years. I think there's a lot left to be seen where we're going to be 5 or 10 years from now. But I think a recognition of that is very important in the document.
And my final comment is it's a currently stamped draft. If we approve it tonight, does the draft come off and it becomes final?
I believe that would be the case, yeah. So, Wes?
Well, two things. One is, I think it's not final until our friends appeal at New Hampshire DOT and the airports division in Burlington approve that.
You might know more of that.
Probably at least DOT. I think you're right on that.
And to your point about the marketing document, in all the meetings, it was pretty much represented that the purpose and the framework of this document was airport grants and what would be eligible for airport grants. Our friends at DOT don't have any desire to make this marketing document. Their representation was entirely that this is to identify what airport changes, improvements, whatever, would be eligible for federal funding for the next 10 years. That said, you have a good point, and I would suggest that this is motivation for your marketing program that you have budget dollars sitting there for us to be used. And your story to say, Mayor Dodge has said, is that if nothing changes, this is what the FAA thinks our world is going to look like. But you're going to affirmatively try and change that to make the outlook more positive.
Think about the and footnote notion about the whole registration reform is important because there's no statistical basis to say it's going to do anything. It hopefully will be in short order as things continue to progress, but there's nothing in the past, Bob, that statistically backs anything up other than those projections that are shown in there. So it is what it is to Weston, but it's We had a lot of these discussions and everybody went, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. Of course we're going to be better and bigger and wonderful and all that stuff, and I don't think anybody doubts that, but statistically there's no data that can show that unbiased. So.
I just see a lot of money being spent on this report, and I would hope that it produces some good results.
But again, it is the dream sheet. It is this is where we want to go. There's the master, there's the layout, there's the build out of the airport, you know, physically and all of that stuff. It sort of tells the world, the DOT FAA world, this is what we want to do with our airport. This is what, you know, financial projections, you know, that's sort of a part of it, but it, you know, it's not a guideline.
But it also says no growth aircraft.
But it says that for like kind of the country. You know, it's kind of flat everywhere, so you know, it's not necessarily just Nashville's got a problem. So yeah, no, it's a good point though.
So I think what I'd like to do is you have some good points. I think I'd like to go back and ask Matt a few questions, and you know, see if we can get a few things added to the document to your point. And you know, and so I'm not going to move for it to have an up down vote on this evening.
Yeah, and Farrell, if you could also maybe if there's a way to just acknowledge or so, you know, I've seen this before where, you know, if there's data that's in a document that is somewhat dated, you know, there's a little note that says, you know, latest available information or something like that, the year, the period in which the information is available. And so that at least tells the reader that, yeah, you kind of saw that too, but, just some sort of acknowledgement, maybe a footnote to be added to the report that just acknowledges the fact that this is relatively old data, but the trends are continuing or even getting better. That anybody, kind of thing.
Anybody who was on the master planning committee and was in all the discussions, anybody remember how often the data refreshes? Did that come out? Dale talk about that, or did DOT talk about that?
I don't have a strong memory of that, but that's a fair question for Matt or for
maybe off the 17 now or something. You know?
I like the idea of having Matt's input before we sign off on this.
Yeah, Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there could be, as you say, a footnote recognizing that the data is what it is, and we are required to use it, but the airport authority is aggressively taking actions, and we are optimistic that it's going to, the trend is going to be favorable. Low on all point.
Well, and also, if even if it is a national trend to stay somewhat flat, you know, we're going to, there's going to be the, you know, the sum of the, it's a zero-sum game. So if we want to grow, that means we have to steal from others. And that's okay. I don't mind doing that.
One of the notes to ask for when you talk to Matt is maybe the idea of what the permanency of SNHU has on affecting, you know, I don't know if we did, I don't think that was even a factor when we were going through this. We didn't
know.
Think that thought. So
no, that affects you. I think you pointed that out.
Yeah. Right.
Shane,
you have to say
something. I'm sorry, Shane.
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know what you may wish to consider as well? 2 points. First, Director Heath mentioned footnoting as well, adding a footnote comment to some to describe the comments we talked about just now. You may consider whether you want to incorporate those into a form of a cover letter or preamble. Ends up in the beginning. A letter from the chairman and members of the board that you would sign that would accompany the document itself. So it's signed by the chairman, additionally by you. It doesn't have to be a lengthy treatise. It could be a paragraph and a half, but it could point out the fact that the data is X years long, old, may not reflect current conditions. Optimism exists that the expenditure of funds for certain items, for example, de-ice or anti-ice capability, may be necessary to remain competitive and to provide the foundation necessary to increase the members moving forward, as well as recognizing the fact that the effects of the registration fee may not be felt for another year or so. Just a thought, and that heading up the beginning rather than the footnote in the back. Maybe something about
that. I think that's good. More people would see that.
That's good.
They don't want to skip the NCLS.
Spoiler alert. Message to your comment about stealing from the peer. I think we really ought to make an effort to steal from you. Every jet that we get to move across the board is a good
thing. Well, on the competitive front, you know, we learned that Pittsburgh may want to compete with us.
Yeah, they have to spend money to lengthen their runway first.
Yeah.
So that puts the months or years behind.
Okay, any more discussion around the master plan update? Okay, so again, I'm not going to call for an up-down vote at this time. I'm going to table that. So that brings us to what we're talking about, master plan updates. So that was it for committee. I don't see any old new business on the agenda. Chris, I think you might have covered. Yeah. Did you cover upcoming events? Or did you want to talk about
it? I did. We really don't have any to speak of at this moment, except for the runway taxiway project.
Yeah. And we'll be attending the Wild Irish.
Ah. Got it. Yep. We're going to be. I didn't write that down, did I? Myself, Farrell, and my fine Irishman, Joe O'Duquette.
I get a lot of Irish in me, believe it or not.
We're going to be attending the Wild Irish Breakfast, sponsoring the Plus Company in the city of Nashua, and we'll be representing the Nashua Airport Authority at their breakfast. It's always a good time. Former mayoral candidate Chris Williams is the MC, and Mayor Donches is there, and Chris Sununu's been invited this year, and I believe Maggie Hassan as well. So, looking forward to that.
So, with that, so we're coming to the close of the meeting. Public input. Steve.
Steve Burlett for the record. I just want to add my support for our site. One of the signs that catches my eye every single day, to and from, is the sign and the Moby special.
Well,
there you go.
We don't want to be in that boat. Is he in jail?
Yeah.
I have no idea about the moral threat. All I know about the sign catches my eye.
But that's a distractor. It's my life.
Well, there, you know, there's an origins about how often
right.
the change was during this time test.
And the brightness and everything else.
Right. That's probably outside their 10,000.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty elaborate sign that they got.
What happened with you?
Let that Chris out there with the poster boards to change them every time.
Shane McLaughlin, for the record. Have we given some thought to getting some shirts, having some shirts made, shirt sleeve shirts, for example?
I've been on that flag train for a while.
Yep.
Cats.
Yep.
Cats.
Very much. Cats.
I went into the, what's the name of the place that used to be the retail facility down in the lower your office?
Oh, Kyle Chubb, yeah.
I went in there when I first joined the board office. Why don't you sell T-shirts and baseball caps and stuff? And he said, well, it really isn't a market for it. It's a big startup cost.
I think there would be a market for it. I think that you'd find a good number, but certainly those of us who are short on the top find it, yeah.
I just think when we do the summer events out there with thousands of people and the B-52 comes in, we can sell all the shirts.
B-52, that'd be awesome if the B-52 came
in. Yeah, it would.
Where did that come from?
I don't know where they're turning, but...
I'd like to see you tow one down
now. Yeah.
Let's do Mito take out the B-52. You're
all over here next week.
I think it would take out the ILS, too.
On the topic of hats and shirts, marketing, for example... I for one, aside from the market aspect, I'm very proud of National Airport having grown out of National now for 47 years. That's a long time. And happy to wear the National logo. This is a wonderful airport, and it's a wonderful community.
Yeah, we talked about putting the sectional on the back of the shirt, all sorts of things like that.
But that goes a long way. You know, if you're a different airport, whether you're down in Florida on a trip or wherever you might be, you might be in Aruba.
So we need to appoint a swag master.
Oh, please, I'll be the swag master. I've been talking about that. Okay. Koozies, keychains, USB drives, toques, the whole nine.
Well, there's something to that.
Yeah.
And aside, I'd like to mention that on the way upstairs just today to the meeting here tonight, there's a little kiosk outside the mayor's office, and there's a set of pamphlets there advertising different matters in the city. Events and so forth, and city services that are offered. I didn't see any for the airport. That's not a reflection on you. I think it's more a reflection on culturally where we're at. We ought to have a set of simple brochures.
We're also not very easy to find on the city website. You have to actually dig in for it.
Oh, Farrell, can I say something?
Yes,
please. With the swag that we're talking about, I had a discussion with Susan probably a little over a month ago because we've been talking about it a lot. And I started drawing up some different, I didn't want to just have, well, I don't have my shirt on tonight, but I didn't just want to have Nashua Airport and the little logo. We wanted to make something that really stood out. Not so much, you know, the other stuff, we'll consider that for the staff. But we were looking at things like, you know, when you have the three-letter identifiers, those are real popular for airports to have those with the hats. You'd have ash on the hat. And some people, I was noticing, add the latitude, longitude to it, things like that. We were drawing up different things to see what would look good and what might sell. So we are looking into it. And Joe wants to take on the swag master.
Oh, I thought that's I gotta get a business card that says that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It's gotta be swag, though. Even says swag.
But although swag is free stuff, but we're not giving it away.
Well, you know, they are something you can give away when the C-29 comes in. You know, the airport manager can meet them and greet them and give them a souvenir T-shirt. You know,
you gotta be careful there. They have their own stuff.
Well, you can ask to swap one of theirs for one of yours.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a great thing you can hand out.
Well, like you said, the keychains and things, those are kind of things you can give away.
Right.
If you start handing out T-shirts, we're going to break that budget in about half an hour. It's a good idea. I agree.
Yeah, I went to Keene and taught a seminar, and I came home with a T-shirt.
Oh, we're at Nashua Airport.
It says in big letters, eat, sleep, fly with people.
Any more public input this evening? Okay, moving on to director's comments. I'll start on my, actually I'll start with David.
You've heard enough from me tonight with the numbers. I think things are going really well. That's plenty.
Okay. Joe?
Nope. No specific comments this morning.
Brian?
Same.
Okay. I'll make a couple comments. First, with regard to the master plan update. So we had a committee of people doing this. The directors and the engineers didn't do this in a vacuum. We had input from what we hope is a representative group of folks on the airport. A couple of whom are here tonight, Wes and Shane. And, these folks took a lot of their personal time to come to these meetings and to have these discussions and over the course of, I think, more than a year now. So, it's like I want to thank the members of the, Master Plan Committee, for their commitment to getting that done. Really appreciate it. Something else is, Chris and I met with, our friends at the Bureau of Aeronautics earlier this week to talk about the action plan with regards to the Part 13 complaint that was filed last year. I won't get into the nitty-gritty of that, but I do want to mention that I believe we all think we made good progress at the meeting, and we've come to some understandings on some things. So it's like I was happy about the outcomes we had there. And, for the record, I'd like to thank, Carol and Tricia and George for spending a couple hours of their time with us, this week. That was good, it was helpful. And that's all I've got.
Well, I've said a lot here, but I do have something else to say. I usually go to Costco at least twice a month to do shopping, and I happened to be in there the other day when it was not crowded, which I don't want to say why, but it wasn't. And one of my favorites at Costco is their hot dog. And so I'm sitting down there with my hot dog, and there's a gentleman sitting across the table from me, and we're the only two people sitting there. So we started up a conversation about how great the hot dog is, and how great Costco is, and how great Nashua is, and all this other kind of stuff. And the conversation led to the fact I said, well, I'm on the Nashua Airport Authority. Oh, it's the Nashua Airport Authority. Well, he says, I am the chairman of the city's committee that approved your funding request for the 5%. And he said, we talked on. He said, I just want to tell you, he said, when you guys come before us, you guys are ready, you have great data, you have great presentation. And he said, I just can't tell you how good it is for their committee to see that it's done professionally and thoroughly. Very, very complimentary to the airport. So I just wanted to pass that on.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's good to have
feedback.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Yeah. One more benefit to go to Costco.
There we go. So at this point, I'm looking for a motion to adjourn the non-public session pursuant to RSA 91-A:3, section 2, paragraph A.
I make that motion.
Second.
Okay. I think this is a roll call, folks.
Okay, Chairman Woods.
Yay.
Vice Chair Law.
Yay.
Secretary Scheifel.
Yay.
Director Duquette.
Yay.
And Treasurer Heath.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, so public meeting's adjourned. Thank you. Okay.